Several were students at the University of Toronto. In a statement, university officials said they were deeply saddened and concerned for the families and friends who died. Several students from York Region were among the victims, and two students from the University of Guelph, west of Toronto. One of them, PhD student Ghanimat Azdari, was described as a passionate young leader who fought for the rights of Indigenous peoples. Her friend and colleague, Emma Cortina, says she will be missed.
We actually can't really believe that this happened. It was very sudden. It's a huge loss for all of us. Very strong, inspiring, powerful women that just passed away.
Five University of Windsor students and researchers were also killed, including research assistant Hamid Zatara and his wife Samira Bashiri. Assistant Professor Afshin Rahimi says the news of their death was devastating.
I remember meeting with him before he went to Iran. I wish him a safe trip. They were going to visit family because it was his first year done here, and it was just a lot of hopes and a lot of plans for future that never came to reality afterwards.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford released a statement in which he said his heart breaks for the families and loved ones. And Toronto Mayor John Tory said he was deeply saddened by the tragedy, adding that people in Toronto were on the Ukraine Airlines flight. They were friends, neighbors, co-workers, and classmates. Flags at Toronto City Hall and at civic centers will be lowered until Monday. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.